At the Blue Lake dedication ceremony on Friday, the last word went to generation engineer and Blue Lake project manager, Dean Orbison.
This particular project and this success and this working together with this team is by far the pinnacle of my career, which ends today.
Orbison is retiring after 19 years with the city of Sitka. He worked on the Blue Lake Hydro Project for the last 7.
And how does it feel to see it sort of finally come to completion?
Good. I mean, couldn't be better. It is done.
Also retiring is Utility Director Chris Bruton, who shepherded the Blue Lake project to completion. He was with the city for 6.5 years, and he put a little something special in the project's time capsule.
Well, actually, I put a bottle of scotch and a note to the crew of the future to have a toast on us, and hopefully the plant's running well and everyone's happy.
And as for advice for his replacement?
The crew we have in the electric department is phenomenal, so I think they'll do just as good a job training the new guy as they did training me, so I really wish him the best.
Meanwhile, Colleen Ingman is leaving after almost 23 years of city service, 21 of them as city clerk. That means 21 years of sitting at the assembly table as the parliamentarian, a position that gave her an up-close view of successive generations of Sitka's elected officials. Speaking at her last assembly meeting, she said that has been a privilege.
When you get in, you're so excited, and then all of a sudden you realize rapidly that you can't please everyone and you can't please your friends, and that's a very difficult chair to sit in. So I have the greatest admiration for you. As I mentioned in my resignation letter, I will miss working with you. The politics, not so much.
I think it's changed tremendously. I know when I started here, I started out at the Public Works office. Well, the Public Works had the Public Works department, it had coastal management in it, it had the planning department in it.
I spoke with Ingman and Government Relations Director Marlene Campbell on April 30th, their last day of work, as they reflected on how the city has changed.
And the overload of work was just tremendous. I mean, I had an in-basket that was 3 feet tall, and they wouldn't allow you to work overtime. So I'm like, how do I sleep at night?
Plus a very small staff.
Yeah,
very small. Totally
very
inadequate.
It's definitely better now, they said, but it can still be overwhelming.
Sitka is probably the most complex municipality in the state. And you can, every day you go to work, you know, you have set things that you know you need to get done, but every day you go to work, you don't know what you're going to be faced. Because it's whatever comes across that phone line, whatever comes across that door, whatever is coming before the assembly, whatever administration has to tackle, whatever the state's dealing with, whatever the feds are bringing in.
Meanwhile, Marlene Campbell has worked for the city for 27 years, most recently as Government Relations Director. And that means she takes the long view when it comes to crises like the current state budget crunch.
The sky has been purported to be falling prior to now. It probably really is falling at this point. Things are changing dramatically, but I think more importantly, the city is in a totally different position than it was a decade ago, because we have responded from the mill closure in 1993 and the loss of our 400 top wage jobs. At this point, the city is in a completely different situation and far more capable of moving forward.
So how does it feel to be leaving? Ingman said, surreal, and Campbell agreed.
So many years, so long, and then all of a sudden, mm-hmm. This is it, you know.
This is the last day.
This is the last day. Surreal is the perfect word.
And surreal for the rest of the city to go to work without them. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.